Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. We will remind everyone of today's annual McPherson County Wheat Test Plot Tour, set the stage for the opening of our farmers market on Saturday, and go over the information for our annual Farm Safety Day Camp coming June 9th. But first, for today's Did You Know, that May is Beef Month. For Kansas farmers and ranchers, the start of the summer includes green grass, newborn calves, hard work both on farms and ranches to produce the safe, nutritious beef for consumers around the world. With over 6 million cattle on farms and ranches in the state, Kansas is regarded as the center of the beef cattle country. With Memorial Weekend coming up, grilling is one of the best ways to eat beef. When grilling at home, follow these summer grilling tips from the Kansas Beef Council for great summer steaks and burgers. Cook over coals that are the proper temperature to ensure the meat cooks evenly. If coals are too hot, meat can char on the outside and still be raw on the inside. For charcoaling grill, when coals are ash covered, approximately 30 minutes, spread them in a single layer and check the cooking temperature. To check the temperature, cautiously hold your palm of your hand over the coals at cooking height. Count the numbers of seconds you can hold your hand at that position before the heat forces you to pull it away. Approximately 4 seconds is medium heat. Gas grill brands vary greatly and grilling times may need to be adjusted, so consult your owner's manual for specific grilling information. For best flavor and texture, grill meat just until they reach the desired degree of doneness and temperature, but do not overcook. Use an instant red thermometer inserted horizontally into the side of the burgers and steaks to check doneness. Thermometers should penetrate the thickest part or center of the burger or steak. Cook steaks to at least 145 degrees and cook burgers to at least 160 degrees. The color of cooked ground beef is not a reliable indicator of doneness. In my wheat news, whether you're a veteran wheat grower or an early career farmer, you'll no doubt find something to like and maybe even learn at our McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour today. We have 3 plots we'll be visiting with 27 wheat varieties. This is an excellent way for producers to see and hear about what's available and what farmers in their area have experienced with the new varieties, said Romulo Lolato, Kansas State Research and Extension Wheat Specialist. Our McPherson County Wheat Tour will start at the Patrick Plot at 10 a.m. along Highway 4 in Marquette, the Golly Farm at 1 o'clock, a quarter mile north of 23rd and Cheyenne, and the Schrader Farm at 3 o'clock, just east of 4th and Cheyenne in Inman. Please plan to spend part of your day at one of the plots with our K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialists and have ready your wheat questions for them to answer on a face-to-face basis. In my extension news, tomorrow is the opening day of the McPherson County Farmers Market. Plan now to attend the market that opens at 7:30 each Saturday and runs till noon, from tomorrow till the last Saturday in October. This year, check us out on the McPherson County Farmers Market Facebook page to get all the details of the vendors and what they are bringing to the market each Saturday. Each week, on Facebook, we will showcase a vendor to highlight them and their specialty items that they will be bringing to this year's market. We look forward to seeing you all this Saturday to kick off the farmers market season. And lastly, we will be hosting the Farm Safety Day Camp June 9th here at the Extension Campus. This camp is open to all 8 to 12-year-olds. A flyer was sent home to all grade school students in every school in our county that lists the details. RSVPs are due back here at the Extension office by May 27th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a happy Friday.